There is footy finals on right around the country. Roosters Broncos at Allianz tonight. Now, you might note if you're going to the Allianz Stadium or if you're going to the SCG for the AFL game that's being played there. I think that is on tomorrow afternoon, Sydney Essendon. So it's going to get very crowded around that precinct, the Moore Park precinct. So just bear that in mind. There are finals being played mainly in Sydney this weekend. There is one Storm taking on Parramatta in Melbourne tomorrow. But footy finals crowds are going to notice that security has been beefed up. I'll get back to your calls in a moment. Thanks for hanging on and being patient. You will see for the first time around Allianz and the SCG concrete bollards. Now, I think these replace the sort of minor use of plastic-filled bollards, those orange-coloured ones. You'll now see these concrete blocks. I first noticed them outside the Southern Cross Station in Melbourne. They put them down there after that incident that took place in Bourke Street. Roger Henning is from Homeland Security Asia Pacific. He's their chief executive. He's on the line. Roger, good to talk to you again.
Yes, good afternoon, Steve.
They're ugly, but are they necessary?
Yes, they are necessary. And the action that's being taken here in Sydney is long overdue, but very welcome that it's now happened.
So clearly somebody within of New South Wales Police or ASIO or the Federal Police have gone out and done an assessment of that precinct. And they've come back and reported to government that, look, you need more area in this protected so that people can't drive cars into crowds. Is that what's happened?
Yes, you're spot on there, Steve. All of those agencies have been involved with input, and one of the more subtle additions will be the use of undercover police mingling with the crowds, which is vitally important.
There's no specific threat we should point out, but, you know, these people who would do us harm and who want to have an impact, it wouldn't have passed their knowledge that this time of year, big crowds gather in small spaces, and if you wanted to do damage, that would be where you'd do it.
That's correct. Don't forget we had a threat for the Melbourne stadium for the footy finals a few years ago, and that was fortunately discovered and avoided. But crowded places do attract radicalised people and sometimes unhinged people. So the action that has been put in place, particularly for this first weekend in Sydney, is a real relief for those of us that are involved in trying to protect lives at events.
You look back at the horror of Las Ramblas in Barcelona, and we heard after that incident, Roger, that authorities in Barcelona were advised by, I think, MI5, that was a target because they had no bollard protection, no barriers at all. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And fortunately, in this country, there is a really concerted effort for all of the agencies, law enforcement and intelligence, to work as one. MI5 has contributed to intelligence that has been used in this country. And certainly there were avoidable mass casualty events in Europe because the politicians of the day and the law enforcement of the day just didn't recognise the risk.
The thing about those concrete bollards, just finally, I mean, I presume if somebody's attempting to plan a terror attack, they scope out the area they're going to attack, they see them there and they go, well, that's going to make it too hard, let's go somewhere else.
That's spot on, Steve. Absolutely spot on.
Good on you, Roger. Thanks for talking to us, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chief.
Roger Henning there, Homeland Security Asia Pacific Chief Executive.